lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a Junior that's made a big name for itself. It's a Giant
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Friday night under the lights, second hour on the way. We'll be here until midnight. Glad to have you with us wherever you're listening or watching tonight, all across the state of Mississippi. Russ Robinson here. He is Jason Scarborough of Friday Night End Zone, which is heard on great radio stations like this one.
Just like this one.
Yeah. On Friday night, Friday afternoons from 4 to 6, and around the state of Mississippi, he sets them up, we set them down.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of setting them down, all the scores, most of the scores are in.
Mm-hmm.
I saw George licking his chops over there, so I know that they're all in. George Broadstreet is in the Mississippi Sports Medicine Scores Desk. How are you?
Okay, how about you?
I'm good.
I was kind of lonesome when we got started, but we're gathering a crowd now.
Did they play the sound of the crickets back then?
Yeah. And they weren't sound effects.
They were really in here. All right, what have we got tonight?
All right, Russ, let's take it away. In North Mississippi, probably one of the bigger games of the night, Horn Lake. First time since 1972, they beat South Panola. 33-14 was the final there. Madison Central on the road at Clinton won. 27-3 was the final. Northwest Rankin and Warren Central had a good one. Northwest Rankin prevailed 38-31. It was Oak Grove over George County 17-7. Pearl remains undefeated. They beat Petal 14-3. Biloxi got their first win of the year over D'Iberville 26-23. It was Harrison Central edging Pascagoula 29-27. Hancock won their fourth game of the year. They beat Ocean Springs 28-20. Gulfport over St. Martin 30-7. Brandon beat Terry 21-12. Meridian shut out Jim Hill 48-0. Starkville also shut out Provine 42-0. It was Greenville 42, Murrah 34, South Haven over Oxford 23-13. Tupelo shut out Hernando 31-0. In some 5A action, Cleveland Central remains undefeated. They beat Callaway 27-20. It was Neshoba Central edging Holmes County Central 20-19. Hattiesburg beat Gaucher 35-13. West Point, it won their fifth game of the year. They beat Lafayette County 49-14. It was Olive Branch shutting out Saltillo 56-0. Laura beat South Jones 47-8. Germantown over Vicksburg 30-7. Ridgeland beat Canton 45-23. In some 4A action, Shannon 28, Clarksdale 18. Enterprise Clark beat Newton County 30-10. Lake over Richland 35-20. It was Greene County 13, Moss Point 7. New Hope beat Caledonia 34-3. Louisville over Greenwood 34-18. Florence beat Kosciuszko 36-19. And Mendenhall beat Raleigh 38-27. In some 2A action, it was East Webster 44, Jay-Z George 6, South Pontotoc beat Moorville 20-6, Morton edged Pelahatchie 48-46, Mize 32, Wesson 21, Jefferson Davis County beat Franklin County 36-0, Tylertown edged Franklinton of Louisiana 19-18. It was North Pontotoc over Baldwin 39-7. Charleston beat Eupora 13-6, Pisgah over Lord Star 38-7, O'Bannon beat Riverside 52-27, Calhoun City shut out Bruce 62-0. In some 1A action, it was Shaw shutting out Durant 28-0, Simmons all over Montgomery County 76-0, and Vardaman beat West Lowndes 36-6. In some MAIS action, Washington School over Lee Academy 48-6, Lamar School over Northeast Lauderdale 35-18, Jackson Prep beat Presbyterian Christian 41-9. A few others, Riverfield of Louisiana over Central Hines 12-3. Indianola Academy remains undefeated. They beat North Delta 38-8. Starkville Academy over Winston 36-0. Greenville St. Joe shut out Hillcrest 60-0. And a couple of others, Tri-County over Newton Academy 38-7. Silva Bay over Clinton Christian 12-7. And Manchester beat Carroll 36-8. Russ, that's a kind of a wrap of most of the scores.
Okay, and also I want to let everybody know that the scores are on the website and on the app as well. So if we don't get a score to you that you're looking for, you can go to the website and you just type it in. Dr. Dave has it set up where you can just type that score in. You just said one game was 76-0?
Actually, there was two 76-0 games. Simmons beat Montgomery County 76-0. And Scott Central shut out Sebastopol 76-9.
You know, I don't
what
just, I don't know what the odds of that are, but I mean, you got to have a running clock somewhere, I would think.
I don't know. Don't answer that one.
Wow. Okay. Well,
maybe they had a running clock.
Maybe they
did.
That's why we're more than 76.
That's scary.
You know, we're gonna try to talk. We're gonna squeeze in a call eventually tonight. That was a big, big win for MRA tonight.
Yeah.
And
I don't think I may have skipped over that one just in that pass through, but MRA beat St. Stanislaus tonight at St. Stanislaus.
That's right.
31-28. So MRA's 5-1.
Yeah. And
JA's 5-0. Preps, what, 6-0?
Mm-hmm.
So,
one of them's got to lose.
One of them's got to lose somewhere along the way. But they've had a good season so far.
Well, next week, Prep plays JA at JA, and MRA and Park Lane will be our peanut game of the week.
Ooh. Okay.
So we'll get to see MRA, and, you know, Coach Davis has them playing pretty well. That's no doubt about that.
Park Lane was undefeated coming in to tonight. Yes. I think that MRA game ended on a last-second field goal.
Yes, it did.
I saw that on social media.
Yes,
so,
it did.
I mean,
and, you know, we were looking for a kicker stats for a giant, Wendy's Giant this week, and may not get any bigger than that unless we talk to the guy that kicked all the extra points in the 76-0 game. I mean, you know, he's probably tired.
He may be pretty tired. He's not going to want to talk.
No. Yeah, like Park Lane had an open date tonight, so they didn't play tonight.
Okay. All right. So, All right, let's go to Kerry Metzler, who handles the play-by-play for the Picayune Maroon Tide. And Kerry, I understand you guys had a little bout with lightning tonight.
Yeah, the Lightning won for an hour and 17 minutes.
Oh.
No decisions for us. But we went to halftime down 14-13, and Picayune had scored a touchdown early on. Got a 15-yard run from B.J. Holt. Missed extra point. Wayne County went back. He had 7-6 on a fumble recovery. They returned by Braxton Lee of 27 yards. And then we came back, got another touchdown run from Holt. And then they scored right before the half, going 14-13. You go up out there, our band performs, and before the Wayne County War Eagle band could take the field, no rain anywhere, just all of a sudden you see the lightning in the distance. And, boy, they cleared the stands and everybody to the locker rooms, to the cars. And an hour and 17 minutes later, we finally started third quarter, and we got off to a great start, built a 30-14 lead, 17 unanswered points, got a 50-yard touchdown run from Sean, the Roadrunner Anderson. He had 187 yards, 32 rushes on the night. And we also got a 27-yard field goal from Sammy Nodge. And the big play of the game was a special teams play. Jay Turnage picked up a fumble punt by Wayne County, ran it in from 27 yards out, and that ended up being the difference maker tonight for the Tide. We get a win of 30-22, and we said goodnight, hello to you guys. Get ready for you guys at 10:31 tonight. It was quite a long for us on WRCW.
But you know what, Kerry? I mean, you gotta do that when the lightning's out there. You just can't take any chances. And from a sportscaster standpoint, you know, I don't really care for it because, you know, you're sitting there and you really can't do anything about it. But from a player standpoint and for all the fans that are out there in the stands, you don't mess with lightning. You just don't do it. But let me ask you this. You had mentioned to me a couple of weeks ago when you got a couple of players back that it was going to be very difficult to beat you guys. Is everybody healthy? Are they back on the team?
Well, Russ, we're still down two starters. We got Michael Ferrier back week before last, and he had some big plays tonight. Ferrier plays some defense for us, outside linebacker, also plays the fullback, and occasionally a little tight end. We got him back. He had some big plays tonight on defense for us, but we still got two guys. Haven't got them back yet, and Coach Lee, he said 2 weeks ago in our pregame show, we're going to play with who we got healthy. We're not going to rush anybody back. And we think it's possible to get one of them back next week. And then the following week, we may get to, well, I don't think, but maybe 2 weeks after that. So being very careful about getting those two guys back. They're two really good football players, and we get them back. Well, you know, we're playing some good football right now. We've got a lot of sophomores playing and a lot of juniors, and get some great senior leadership from our quarterback, Tyler Fenton, and also our middle linebacker slash fullback placed out there, Brian Taylor. It's huge, huge leadership from those guys, and that's a lot of what helped us, you know, get these wins right now, leadership of those two guys.
Do you know what Pearl River Central did tonight? Were they playing tonight?
They were. In fact, when we went to the lightning delay after we did our halftime show, we went over and they were down 20-6 at the half, and we actually swapped over and brought them on the radio with our their stream. You know, that's one of our teams we cover along with Popville, and they were down 20-6 at the half. And then they had a weather delay. They got a late start tonight. By the time they got into half, we started our second half, so we flipped back to our game. But that's the last we heard.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening tonight, you had a double dip over there. George, what you got?
Yeah, well, the final was Long Beach over Pearl River Central. 35-20 was the final.
Okay. All right. You know, I was in Poplarville last night.
Let me tell you, Coach Nolan's got a really young team there at Pearl Central. He's a great coach, won a state championship, and they're just going through some, you know, times right now, but very young ball club, and Coach Dolan, you know, great coach, and they'll get a turn around there. So eventually, it's just talent goes in cycles, bro.
Yeah, it does.
Okay? We all say that it goes in cycles, and right now, you know, they got a good football team coming up. They're playing hard. I got a chance to see them last week, but our off week went down watching them play against the Wisconsin basketball team, and kids playing hard, and they're yelling. I'm going to tell you, they're going to sneak up. Don't sleep on them. They're going to sneak up on somebody here, and it's ready to play for a win, maybe two wins. It's probably big before follow-up.
All right, Kerry, we got to run. We appreciate you giving us the update, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week, my friend.
All right, appreciate you. Russ, don't forget, thank you for the lane.
That's right. Boy, he's campaigning for Jay. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to have Coach John Weaver from MRA on the phone with us to talk about that game and the big win over the Rocket Chaws. And we'll continue with Friday Night Under the Lights from the Wendy's Giant of the Week studio in a moment.
Here away from it all, a guy can get to thinking, what makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a Junior that's made a big name for itself. It's a Giant
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center. And tomorrow, of course, they have their clinic for anybody that got banged up, nicked up. They open up tomorrow. They're on Fortification Street, and man, they're helping a lot of people. So
been doing that for a long
time.
Long time,
helping a lot of people. Of course, you know, our peanut game of the week happens every week on Friday Night Under the Lights, and next week we'll be at Park Lane, and the team that's going to be playing Park Lane got a huge win tonight over the Rocket Chaws of St. Stanislaus. And Coach John Weaver joins us now on Friday Night Under the Lights. Coach, good evening. Welcome to the show, and congratulations on a huge win for you guys tonight.
Hey, thank you. That was, you know, anytime you drive 3.5 hours to the coast, you hope you get a win. that, so it was a great night for our guys. Great night of football, you know, with the humidity back, it felt like we were playing under a tongue. So, you know, it was 14-6 at halftime, and it kept going back and forth. You know, we hit a big play early on a long run by Jake Reeves and set up our first score. They answer back and missed the extra point. And then we score right before halftime on a blocked punt. by Bryce Ishii. So we're going 14-6, huge momentum. Come out third quarter, and the game really we see is getting in our favor. It's 21-6, late or mid third, and it goes 21-12. They go for the 2-point conversion and don't get it. And then, you know, it gets to be 28-28. They block a punt. They got a lot of momentum late in the fourth quarter. And our guys showed a lot of resiliency. 2 minutes left in the game, tied 28-all. We have two timeouts left, drive down, call a timeout midfield, set up a play to Lee Tanner. Pierce Smith threw one to Lee Tanner to set up the game-winning 40-yard field goal with time expiring. Just an awesome night.
Where it,
high school football.
It really sounds like it, Coach. And, of course, I just mentioned that you guys are our peanut game of the week next week down at Park Lane, and it will give people a chance maybe to see MRA that's never been able to see them.
Yeah, you know, a lot of good football. Coach Davis, our head football coach, does an awesome job of getting these guys ready, getting in position. Coach White, the defensive coordinator. You know, just if you like high school football, you needed to be in Bay St. Louis tonight, seeing all this football game. Our fans were electric, both sides. I mean, it was a mid-playoff, I mean, a mid-season playoff atmosphere for both teams.
Well, Coach, we'll look forward to seeing you down in Macomb City next week as we have our peanut
That's right.
game of the week.
I heard you said free Frosties, right?
That's right. You're going to want to be hanging around by the tent over there.
I'll be sure to get one during pregame.
Yeah, just make sure you got a napkin there. Don't let anybody know and see that Frosty running down your chin.
I won't. Well, it'll be our secret.
There you go. Hey, John, we appreciate
Thanks,
it, man.
Guys.
Congratulations. All righty.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right,
Thanks.
Let's go to the telephone with Brody Miller, who is from the Clarion Ledger. Jason?
Brody, tell us about your ball game tonight and kind of take us through that. Tell us what game you had again.
I was at the Cleveland Central Cal game.
That game ended up being a lot closer, I think, than what people thought. This is a Cleveland Central program, obviously the consolidation, and they've responded. They jumped out to an undefeated record. Callaway was a team. They're still trying to figure themselves out. We're still trying to figure all these teams out. But Callaway played this Cleveland Central team on the rivalry right down to the final buzzer. Take us through this game, because it was just a touchdown that separated these two teams when the final horn sounded.
I will say that the score was a little closer than it actually was. It was a bit of a garbage time comeback touchdown, but first half was just nonsense. The first drive of the game, Callaway scores on basically a Cleveland throw punt. The punter bobbles it, falls to the ground, he's not a very good decision maker yet, but I mean that guy is huge and he has a good arm, and he made some scramble plays. I mean, he just looked like a high school Cam Newton out there sometimes. So really, when they just started breaking out some of those scramble 80-yard, 50-yard touchdown passes, I mean, they just were able to take over, and we're up 27-13 with a few minutes left.
Well, Brody, we appreciate you calling in. It's going to be fun to watch this Cleveland Central team as they continue their march in their first season. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for calling in tonight. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Brody.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. Let's get one more call in before we head to the break. Mark Easley wants to talk about the Petal Panthers and Pearl Pirates, and Mark joins us via the telephone. Mark, how are you tonight?
Doing well. How are you guys doing tonight?
Well, we're doing good. Tell us about that ball game down there, because I was at Pearl today, and they were pretty fired up about that game.
Well, it's a typical Friday night football game between Region 3 opponents. That two teams familiar with each other, two coaching staffs familiar with each other. But I think we talked about this in the pregame before going on to before the game on air there that. You know, you give Marcus Bowles and his staff an open week, which is what we had after a heartbreaking loss to Laurel 2 weeks ago. And the coaching staff is going to have the players in position to make plays and have an opportunity for success. And then it's up to the players to do that. And I thought for the most part the game plan was excellent. Petal started the game off really well, moving the ball. But, again, Pearl's defense is so strong, too, so fast, and run to the football. Petal drove it down and turned it over on downs at the 25 on their first two drives. And talking to Marcus after the game, it was 14-3, of course, as Pearl tacked on the touchdown with 4 minutes to go in the game to seal it. Scoreless at halftime, both defenses playing well, and both teams missing some plays on offense that could have turned the tides for the Panthers especially. But Marcus said after the game, you know, the effort was great, which it was, but just missed on a few plays and a handful of plays when turned around. We left a lot of yards on the field, really. The stats were all basically even, two well-coached teams that got after tonight. And you're going against the number one team in the state. You've got to be able to convert some of those plays when you have the opportunity against a defense like that. We got down and had to settle for a field goal in the first drive of the third quarter. Had a first and goal from the 10 and overshot Deuce Watts in the end zone that would have been a touchdown there. But we just missed on some opportunities. But give Pearl credit. They're a number one team for a reason, too.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. And let me ask you this. Tylan Knight was our Wendy's Giant player this week, and that's why I was out at Pearl. And he had 18 tackles last week, two knockdown passes, and a fumble recovery for a touchdown. A young man does it. What did he do out there tonight?
Well, defensively, he played well. He returned, they returned guys well on punts. Our punter, Seth Williamson, had a big punting night. He averaged over 47 yards on 5 punts. But Tylan is a talent, so quick on the return. But defensively, he was all over the field, like you said. He didn't had a few balls thrown to him, but no completions. But defensively, he was all over the field and played well. But again, it was a great effort on both teams. It was a good high school football game, hard fought, great effort defensively. It was, again, scores at halftime, and it was a fast first half. But it was only like 3 or 4 possessions each team. But it was just a slobber knocker, basically. You know,
and that's what you get down there now. I'm telling you, I've been down at Petal on those game nights down there. And they like to rattle some teeth down there. Hey, listen, we appreciate you giving us a call and giving us a skinny on that. There's a lot of football left to play, and Marcus Bowles knows that, and the Petal Panthers know that. You know, and so you played a good team tonight.
I hope the trend of the last couple of years holds true. The team between Pearl and Petal that wins the regular season comes back and defeats the other one in the playoffs and goes to the state finals.
So. That's right. That's something to look forward to.
It's going to be an interesting ride for sure.
That's right, Mark. Hey, thanks so much, brother.
You guys.
Yes,
have
sir.
A great night.
You too, man. Coming up after the break, we're going to have Brandon Davis talk about Warren Central. That was a great game tonight.
Yes, it was.
And Northwest Rankin. I think Northwest Rankin, you've seen them.
Yeah, they're good.
They're good, and they're better than people think they are. And so we will talk about that when we get back from the break. I want to remind you that all the scores are on the app and on the website. And you can also, if you missed the peanut game of the week, which was Oak Grove beating George County, and boy, that was a slobber knocker, too. Yeah, it really was. Matt Caldwell is building a program down there. And, of course, you know, Oak Grove is the program. I mean, they're but Matt's going to build one. He's won everywhere he's been. And, buddy, they played him a good one tonight.
They just got to give us the time.
That's right. It takes time. We're going to take, speaking of time, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we got folks on the phone. Will Watson going to explain the power ratings here on Friday night under the lights. You keep it right here. More in just a moment.